Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Primary election day. And we're going to check in with KDK TV political analyst John Delano.
If you don't vote, don't whine.
Well, a lot of people are saying, hey, Marty, I'm an independent. I can't vote today.
Okay.
And others
so
are.
So am I.
And you can't vote today.
No. I'd like to.
Most of these races are unopposed.
I'd vote for Ms. Patel. Summerlee is a disaster. She just is.
That's in the 12th Congressional District.
Yep.
And KDK TV's John Delano is in the know.
JD.
Hey, good to be with you guys. Happy Election Day.
Oh, quit being so damn happy all the time. Jeez.
Well, you know, this is a day that I enjoy.
Why is that, John? No one cares about this crap, do they, John? It kind of annoys me that no one votes. Doesn't it annoy you, too?
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. But everybody has the right not to vote.
Oh, whatever.
As long as they have the right to vote. So
then they don't have the right to
hey,
whine then, John.
You know what, Marty, if you don't vote, if most people don't vote and I do, who do you think gets to decide?
That's right.
It's the people who vote.
Well,
and I'm the only one left voting, you know, the decisions are all going to be great.
That's why I love John. And John, let's make this real for people. People love to scream and yell about this magistrate, Ornstein. They just do. He's a hot topic. He's a flashpoint.
Right.
But at the end of the day, 3,000 people in Lawrenceville and the rest of them ignored this. 3,000 people in Lawrenceville put him in office because the rest of them didn't vote, right?
You're exactly right, Marty, and that happens time and time again with elected officials that we don't like or we don't approve of. It's because we don't vote and we let others make the decisions for us. Magistrate Ornstein is a good example.
So that said, there's really only, I mean, the president, the candidacies are set, right? Yeah, the incumbent Joe Biden, former President Trump, boom, you got that.
Yeah.
You got the
Senate
they race.
Both, you know what's interesting there, Larry, is they both do have opponents on the Pennsylvania ballot.
That's right.
Now, even though Nikki Haley and Dean Phillips have withdrawn or suspended their campaigns, I'm still going to look to see how many anti-Trump Republicans, how many anti-Biden Democrats are out there, because there's an opportunity for them to express their displeasure. We are also nominating candidates for Attorney General of Pennsylvania in both parties. And then, you know, I don't have to tell you guys, we've got a couple attorney generals who have become governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Corbett and Josh Shapiro. And then there are two others, Ernie Priet and Mike Fisher, who tried to become governor. So, you know, it does matter who we nominate and ultimately elect to some of these statewide offices because they tend to be stepping stones.
Hey, J.D., I want to ask you about that because I go way back with Eugene DePasquale. I actually really like him.
Yeah.
And haven't seen him anywhere on the air in this market. Does he think – I heard he has no money. In fact, he kind of told me they're operating on a shoestring. So does he trying to spend his money everywhere else around the state hoping he'll just use his name to win in Allegheny County? Is that fair?
I think it's. I think what's important to note here is that when you look at the ballot, you go in and vote. If you're a Democrat, you're going to see five names on the ballot, and next to each name is their county of residence. And you're going to see Philadelphia, Montgomery, Delaware, and Bucks County, all Philadelphia suburbs or Philadelphia. And then you'll see one guy with Allegheny County next to his name, and that's Eugene DePasquale.
Oh.
And so for a lot of folks, if they don't know the candidates, they're going to look to see where do they live. And if it's a Western Pennsylvanian versus Philadelphia, guess who most people out here are going to end up voting for?
Hey, JD, I mean, something that we're noticing with this Xander guy that everybody's talking about, it's kind of a shifting political climate in Allegheny County. Back in the day, I used to be able to say, hey, JD, only old people vote, folks my age or older.
Right.
But now the young progressives get out and they kick butt and they make a difference, don't they, John?
They do make a difference, and we'll see whether young folks are coming out to vote, particularly in the Summer Lee Bhavani Patel congressional race in the 12th District. That's the entire city of Pittsburgh, the Mon Valley, parts of the South Hills, the east suburbs, and back into six communities in Westmoreland County. So we'll see whether voters and which voters come out to vote. I mean, the truth is that I don't really anticipate that many folks voting of any age. You know, maybe the older folks do have a tendency to vote. And we did have, across the state of Pennsylvania, we had over 500,000 mail-in ballots.
Oh, not bad.
Were sent in. 560,000 plus were sent in. And, you know, and 76% of those are Democrats who vote by mail.
Hey, JD, so this Patel Summer Lee race, that's important stuff.
Well, it is. I mean, these are two women of color, but they're very different in their philosophies, very different in their philosophies. And Patel, Bhavani Patel, has positioned herself as the moderate individual who's more pro-Israel than Summer Lee. On the other hand, Summer Lee has had way more money in this campaign, and you've seen really far more ads for her than you have for Patel. So Patel was never able, in my view, to maximize the dollars needed to run a full campaign. But, I think we'll see. We'll see how the voters vote today.
So, John, who does it benefit when there is a low turnout?
That is the age-old question, Larry.
It's hard to know, man.
That's really hard to know. I mean, in the old days, they'd say it's the party organization. You know, but the party organization does, you know, it means diddly now. I mean, it's just not that the fact that you're endorsed by one party or another in a primary, I don't think is all that critical. And so I don't know that it matters that much. I think that one can argue that it benefits the incumbents because they have better name recognition.
Right.
They've been around for a while. And so I think if anyone benefits, it's those folks. Usually you have a higher turnout. It's because people are really unhappy with the people who are in there and they're trying to, you know, send them a message or get rid of them or whatever. So that's my general instinct with respect to turnout. I don't think it necessarily favors endorsed candidates anymore.
All right, John, we'll check out your coverage, KDKA TV, political analyst. John Delano.
Still, guys, it's happy election day. Get out and vote.
Why is he so damn happy? Don't you just want to kick his ass?
He's out of the attic. That's why.
Well, that is true. I am out of the attic some of the time.
I love John Delano. He's one of my all-time favorite people.
We appreciate it. Why don't we pencil you in for tomorrow for an update?
You got me. Whenever you guys want me, you got me.
JD.
Appreciate it.
JD.
Have a great day, everyone. Bye now.
KDK TV's John Delano.
He's a sex symbol in this town. Women love him.
Definitely.
They flock to him.
They do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.